Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello everyone, welcome back to the Solo Mix Podcast for another week, round 14. Coming to you live from the Queensland State of Origin Victory Party. Yep, we've claimed the 2019 title already, even though only one of the three games has been played. New South Wales has named their team for game two, and Jesus, are there some big changes there. We'll get into that in just a second. Tough week this week, Supercoach-wise. Last week, Duffel Bag Boys had a 10-15. We dropped 98 spots. We're coming 1,337th now. Fall from grace after being in the top 200 earlier on. But the boys fought back this week and had a 10-72. Young Legends Cup average just calculated at 990. So 10-72 might be okay. Very tough week. This week, like we said, Thursday night, I was ready to delete team after Cherry had a 6. My decision was between Cherry and CNK, so it didn't really cost me that much. Traded out Croker 2 weeks ago. He's gone basically back-to-back 80s. That's excellent. Nakora is not firing. He played in that Thursday night game. I was just over it Thursday night. I was ready to blow it up, just blow it up. But the boys have fought back. Munster, Maddo, Tapau, Cleary, To'u. The boys have fought back to get me a 10-72. So we're back on track. We might be able to sneak up 100 spots or so. I traded Sam Burgess this week out for Kerr from the Dragons. Wanted a dual front row, second row. Nuff, who may potentially play 16, went Furgo to Bateman as my other trade. Just going to lock him in for the rest of the year there. Just wanted to get that one done nice and early. Obviously, five trades this week. Sitting with 170k in bank, so hoping to chip away at a few upgrades there to try and set the boys up for round 16. All right, like we said, let's do the Origin team ins and outs because it's amazing the changes that New South Wales have made. So Queensland, two injury enforced changes. Arrow, who's injured his ankle, unfortunately, he's out for 6 to 12 weeks, is out, and Glasby's in, and then Offahengawe is out and Wallace is in. So like we said, no major changes there. But New South Wales, going back to the glory years of 5 to 6 years ago where they used to chop and change the team every game, like, these changes are amazing. Kotrick is out due to injury and Furgo's in. Latrell has been dropped. That is unbelievable. The bloke had one semi-bad game. I don't even think he was that bad. He's bloody had a blinder today against the Dogs this afternoon. Two tries, a line break assist. Kicked five goals, couple of offloads, had some good runs as well, and he's been dropped. Turbo's into the centres. Josh Morris has been dropped. I thought he was one of New South Wales' best in game one, to be honest. And Whiten will slot into the centres with Finucane taking Whiten's spot on the bench. Cody Walker's been dropped, again, after one semi-bad game for Maloney. Clemmer is out due to injury, and Saifidi is in. What the hell? If you told anyone at the start of the year that Daniel Saifidi would be making his State of Origin debut this year, no one would have believed you. That is just ridiculous. Payne Haas has got a hamstring injury, which is going to keep him out. So Tarek Sims is into the side. And then Crichton has been dropped for Wade Graham. I can understand Graham coming back in, but Crichton, oh, what a fall from grace. He was all the rage last year, and he's yeah, he's really slipped this year, to be honest. But Latrell and Cody Walker, they've got to be the big ones there. Turbo had to come in somewhere, but just bring him in for Kotrick on the wing. Keep Latrell and Morris in the centres. Why they've brought back Furgo, I don't understand. I would have gone Turbo in for Kotrick, left Latrell and Morris there. Finucane, yeah, maybe he can come in and take Whiten's spot on the bench. I don't have a huge problem with that. Walker Maloney, don't have a huge problem with that. Clemmer had to go, obviously, could have because of injury, but Saifidi, Jesus, that's out of the blue. And then the Crichton dropping. With all these other changes, you would have thought they would have probably kept him in to keep some stability from game one. but it wasn't to be. Seven changes for the Blues, and Queensland fans like myself are just rubbing their hands together in glee. It's looking good for the Queenslanders come game two in Perth, which will be this time next week. All right, let's run through the injuries and suspensions first of all tonight, because there's a bunch again this week. We mentioned Arrow and we mentioned Haas. Mitchell Pearce was not available for Origin selection as he injured his hip. Coruscant's injured his ankle this week. Zach Lomax has got a broken thumb, so he's not going to be available for round 16. Fifita has been charged and could be suspended for up to 3 weeks, which would be two NRL games at a maximum. Mitch Barnett's been charged and could be suspended for up to 5 weeks, which would keep him out of round 16. Tohu Harris couldn't finish out the game and is unavailable for selection for New Zealand this week, but he should be back in round 15. Matt Gillette suffered a broken nose, but he should be fine for Origin. Cohen Hess, some sort of MCL injury. Nick Kotrick, we mentioned him, the ankle. He's out for 3-4, wasn't playing 16 anyway. And then Tyrone Peachy again, wasn't playing 16, but he's injured his pec. Cherry and McInnes both suffered HIAs this week, and owners will be glad for the week off this week, which should mean that they should be back for 15. Dylan Brown, in some good news, looks like he could be back for round 15 as well. So whilst he doesn't play 16, Dearden owners like myself may jump to Brown with that negative break even, and he looked pretty good in the early parts of the season, could be a viable backup option in the halves there. Okay, some of the hits for the Duffelbag boys this week. We mentioned Munster. He was over 100. He's been downgraded to 91, which is not ideal, but we'll take it. Maddow with the 74. Tapau also had a 76 today, which was very nice. Cleary's been updated just today to a 74, which is good. Cookie, 67 after upgrades, not too bad. A bunch of scores in the 50s. As well, Gutho was a good late inclusion for Teddy, so I'm happy about that. And then my boy Tu'u on the bench, 78. Almost traded him this week, but I'll take the 78. Whilst it would have been nice to have him playing ahead of Cherry, at least he's going to get that cash and get one more in 15 before I downgrade him or upgrade in 16. The misses, we said that. Cherry, HIA, 6. Typical. Tons up 2 weeks in a row. Don't play him either week and then comes in and scores a 6 the week I play him. That is effing Supercoach to a T right there. That should be the definition of Supercoach. JFH, I brought him in 2 weeks ago, and he's updated to 54, I see now, which is not too bad. I had him on 43 in the notes here, but that game's just updated in the last hour or so. So that's all right. I would have hoped for 60-plus from him. All right, let's run through some of the other players now. I've got a bunch of names written down here. Let's just remind ourselves of the round 16 teams initially. We've got the Dragons and the Storm is the first game, the Tigers and the Roosters, the Knights and the Warriors, and then the Sharks and the Broncos. So from the first game of the weekend, this weekend, the Sharks and the Raiders, Sharks play 16. Crowcaller, we've mentioned him, 71. Matty Moylan, 25, and SJ, 39. Tough game down there in Canberra. I know it was cold, but it was pretty clear. Conditions weren't that bad, and these boys are just not firing at the moment. For the Sharkies, SJ is probably the one to look at for round 16. I'd be staying away from Moylan, personally. Titans played the Warriors, and the Warriors got the win. Marmalo turned up, which is very nice for anyone who's jumped on him in advance of 16. And RTS came back to form with an 84. Now, he came into the game with a break-even of 123. So if you take 40 off that, that's about a 30K price drop. So he's going to be around about 560K and should be one of the top targets to trade in this week. The Cardi Party got a bit of a revival here, actually. Starting, I've only got him as 61 here, but he updated to 82, I believe. Played the full 80 minutes. Looked pretty dangerous too with the try assist and 2 line break assists. Smashed his BE. Problem is, obviously, he doesn't play 16. But good game by Cardi there. Tohu only had the 45. We mentioned him. Couldn't see out the game, and I think there's better options for 16, personally. Came in with a break even of 49, so he'll stay around that 500K mark. Patrick Herbert could only manage 22 points. He's a hold through 16 and then sell him after that. Tigers got the win in Golden Point over the Cows, and the Tigers play 16, so we'll cover them first. No Faluma back into the side with a 76. Pretty solid and looking like a pod centre wing option there. Priced at just under 500K. probably worth a look. That was only his third game for the year, but we know what he can do when he gets a bit of a run in first grade. Masters with a 39. Geez, and a lot of them were in goals as well, I believe. 5 goals. That's 20 points in goals, and he only scored 39. I think I'm going to let him go through to the keeper. I know he's going to be cheap. He's going to be around about 470k or so this week, probably with another high break even. So wait a week, make sure he gets through the test and through round 15 and maybe round 16 an option, but I don't know. I don't know on him. For the Cows, Morgo had a very nice game with 93, whilst they went down by a point and don't play 16, obviously. So we'll move right along to the Storm and the Knights. The Storm and the Knights, who both play 16. Right, so Jerome Hughes, we talked him up a bit on last week's pod, and the boys talked him up during the week, as well as Sangster and co, and he scored 70, which is very nice, and he's a very nice option available at halfback there. He'll jump up in price, but he'll still only be about 500k, so he could be an upgrade for Dearden. Cameron Smith had 50 in 72 minutes, Finucane 54 in 62 minutes. Kenny Bromwich, not an option, don't go near him. 40 points in 58 minutes, he's a fraud. And Asafa Solomon, I just wanted to mention him, 87 points, and I've got him down here as only playing 37 minutes. Not sure about that. That's a massive work rate, 16 runs in 37 minutes and 20 tackles. That's huge. For the Knights, whilst I said they play 16, I don't actually have anyone written down here. Ponga went okay, Barnett went okay, but he's going to be suspended. Fitzgibbon is an absolute dud. Connor Watson might be worth a look. He had a 60. Had a negative break even though, so his price is going to be huge. Mitchell Pearce had a horrible game, only scoring 14 points. And I'm not particularly interested in any of the other Knights players, to be honest. Penrith beat the Rabbitohs by a point, and neither of these teams play in 16, so we'll go pretty quickly. Tau, 78, geez, is going to make some good cash, and he's going to be a great sell in a couple of weeks. Kakao, geez, owners would be ruining Kakao. He's turned up last week and had a 74 this week, and Brett Naden, who was the cheapie this week playing his third game, had a 32 with a try, which is not too bad. He'll have some good price rises, but Tau's going to be... he's going to be very nice. He's going to be around about 350. So he could be sort of 370, 380 come the bye, which is beautiful. Now, Broncos got absolutely pumped by Parramatta, and the Broncos play 16. So we'll start with them. Pangai had a 57, which was okay in 53 minutes. He's not particularly appealing, but at the price, he might be worth a look. Stags could only manage 29. When he doesn't get the attacking stats, he only seems to score about 30 or so. And I did get him last week, which I'm not disappointed about, but I don't think he's a must-have for 16 by any means. Sean O'Sullivan coming in for Dearden had a 28, priced around the same price as Dearden. There's not a lot to be gained from making that trade, in my opinion. Try and get an upgrade to Hughes or someone like that. Milford had a 24, and I would not go anywhere near him. And then a shout-out to Sean Lane. Finally had a poor score with a 26 in, I'm pretty sure he played the full 80 minutes. The early game today, Manly trounced the Dragons, and that was thanks in no small part to Tommy Turbo, who had 146 with a try assist, 2 line breaks, 2 line break assists, 25 runs and 11 tackle busts. That is just beast mode engaged, and he'll probably be 150, 160 post updates. That is huge. He'll obviously he will obviously miss 16 with Origin, but Jesus, I mean, we might need to jump on him. Had a very high break even of 115, which he smashed. And if he's fit in 15, even though he misses 16, and he's obviously going to be backing up in 17, I'd have to check when Manly's playing in 17 first, but Turbo RTS, Jesus. Turbo could score through 15, 16, 17, through 2 games, Turbo could score what RTS scores in those 3 games. So it's going to be a tough decision coming up there. The Dragons play 16, and Aitken was a pretty popular choice this week, and he paid back owners very nicely with 80 points with a try and a line break, so 50 in base, which is excellent. Jacob Hoste had another nice score in the full 80 minutes with 50. Fanua Blake, 51, Tapau got the better of him again this week, which is good. Would have been better if he could have done in the bye rounds, but anyway. Roosters trounced the Dogs in the last game of the round, and unfortunately Tedesco was rested because he would have gone huge in this game had he have played. Joseph Manu slotted into fullback in his place and scored 141 pre-updates with two tries, a try assist, two line breaks, a line break assist, 10 tackle busts and 20 hit-ups. That is very similar stats to old Tommy Turbo, so a beautiful game there by Joseph Manu, who came in with a break-even of 58, priced at 315. Gets the Tigers in 16. Teddy's out. Manu plays fullback. Could he go huge again? Maybe. Maybe. We mentioned Luttrell dropped from Origin for some reason, scored a 93. Break-even was 137, so he's actually going to drop to about 600k. And if he's available in 16, that's an interesting one there, very interesting. Along with Crichton, who could potentially be available, scored only a 47, but he's only going to be priced around 470, 480. Could be worth a look for 16, Crichton there. TKO, a lot of people jumped on him. 63, beat his break-even. He'll be about 530k. He'll be a very popular trade-in again this week in round 15 in a couple of weeks' time with a... Played only the 55 minutes there, either had a line break or a line break assist. My screen's just gone blank, but good score there for TKO, and he'll probably update nicely. All right, so that's the wrap. That's the wrap. The New South Wales Origin team is just crazy, bonkers, absolutely bonkers, some of the changes that they've made. You know, could end up with egg on our face in a week's time if they smash Queensland somehow, but I'm... As a Queensland fan, I'm feeling particularly good, and let's hope that the boys can get over the line. Trades for next week, it's too far away. It's 2 weeks away, five trades. Anything can happen during that time. I'll be trying to get TKO in, trying to turn Dearden into a player with a pulse who's actually going to give me some points. And then Corey Allen, just a shout-out, finally got dropped by the Rabbitohs. So I'll be trying to turn. I'll be trying to identify a centre wing fullback Nuff who might give me something in 16 to turn him into. That'll be what I'll be trying to do for him. I don't know who that player will be as yet, but maybe the Broncos might have a winger there who comes in for Oates. I don't know. I haven't looked at it. Some of the other teams, the Roosters. No, if Luttrell's playing for the Roosters, there won't be anyone there. Tigers, Dragons, Storm. Maybe the Storm might have someone for Adokar, who comes in to give us a body for 16, potentially. All right, that's it for the pod this week. Enjoy the week off next week, and we'll talk to you in 2 weeks' time. Go, Queenslander.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.